Hey everybody, just going to be working on something, a little project actually that I've been tasked with for the week, except I forgot to do it. So I am catching up and doing this right now. I'm moving stuff to where I won't be hurting anything. Well, close to nothing anyway. So, what I have here are these sanding blocks. They look like sponges, but they're not. And this thing's gonna fall out of my ear. There we go. What I have my left ear is bigger than my right or something, because I've always had issues with my left ear and mics. They don't like me. All right. So what I have are these sanding blocks. They look like sponges, but they're not. I also have, what did I put it? Oh, here's the open one. I have a mask that goes over my nose. And then there is a filter. There is, here it is. There are two. Those of you who have seen these masks, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. There are these two bands. One goes on the top of your head, and the other goes, I think, behind your neck. That's how I always wear these. So, I'm putting one of them behind my neck, the other on top of my head, and I'm gonna clamp this around my nose. There we go. And this allows me to breathe easier. There's a filter at the bottom of the mask. That allows me to, that gets the stuff out. So let me actually make sure that my phone is, where did I put it? Oh, okay, move it, because I am gonna be on the floor. Now, I've been working on this for like a few months now, and I love restoring furniture. So I'm gonna take the sanding block, it is 80 grit, and I'm gonna be roughening up the this surface here. So I just, by feel, do this. And I could have used regular sandpaper. I could have. But the sandpaper will wear out in time. This is actually a very, very good workout. And very dusty, too. Normally I wear a filter that makes me sound like Darth Vader. Those of you who have worked with Those of you who have worked, oh dear. Those of you who have worked with this kind of stuff will know what I'm talking about. It has little things on the side.
and you sound like Darth Vader when you talk and you breathe, you know, how was your day? Woo! So, and when you breathe, it literally does sound like Darth Vader. So, I'm basically going to be doing this all day. And I love doing this. I really do love doing this. I made a wooden clock named Reston. Come on. And went pretty well. So, let's see. Alright. I think I chose the wrong grit. But that's okay. 80 will be enough to take off the, because I'm not roughening. I'm not taking the paint off. Well, I am, but I am roughening the there goes my right ear. I'm not taking the paint off. Well, I am. But I am, sorry. But I am roughening the the surface here. So, all right, let me put this back on my ear. It fell off. Or it was about to. Like I said, I have issues with this kind of stuff. I always have. So yeah, like I said, I'm going to be working at this all day. All day. And it is a workout, but it is well worth it. Okay, yeah, the wood is naturally rough with the way they did this underneath the bar. So, as a blind person, I love doing this. It is one of my loves. I've been doing this since like 2009. I've even done wet sanding, which I will not be doing with this. I could, but I won't. I can feel the dust on the bottom of the floor. So. And the people at Home Depot were just wonderful to work with. Just using my hands and feeling the places that need work to be roughened up so we can do what we need to do. And this is a workout. I mean, I will be
drinking, like, you know, stopping to drink some water. Oops. And banging my hand against the floor. Oops. Come on. There we go. I never knew that I would actually love doing this. Really. Never knew I would. I love working with these on surfaces like this. These sanding blocks or sponges or whatever. Okay. And a lady at Home Depot. The lady at Home Depot was working with me to get me a very good quality of these. But yeah, that's it. Well, not for me. For you guys, that's it. I'm gonna probably read a book, and I will talk to you guys later.